Recording.
Yay. Are you sure?
Yep.
With no echo, though.
No echo. Or, well, at least no echo.
We should do the entire show with the echo effect.
With the echo on.
I don't know.
Let's see how much we can make.
I know I can make my sound do an echo. I don't know if I can do it to y'all's.
We can just repeat everything.
I'll have to look into that. Because your stuff doesn't feed through my mixer, just mine.
True.
But I could set it up so it does feed through the mixer.
We don't have anything else to talk about. So, I mean, nothing's happened recently. So
hang on, I got a needy cat that needs lap.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my Lord. It's like cat drama all around today.
We're in the middle of, like, a torrential... What is that? Derecho? Is that the hell? I don't know. Torrential downpour outside. Like it was fine.
Frog strangler.
Long. Yeah, frog strangler. Yes, and then all of a sudden it was like the wrath of God outside. Like kaboom, and it's pouring. And I want to like go out and soap up my car. Yeah, this is oh hell. This is free.
Anyway. Have you ever done that?
I have not. Because it would involve me.
Do people do that, though?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's not like you have to worry about your hair, Jay.
That's true. I don't. Yeah, it's one of those, it's so bad that it got light out.
I think the problem is that rain isn't clean.
It's acid rain, man. Oh, wait, no, that was three crises ago.
It's got, like, you know, dirt and crap in it. I mean, look at your car after the rain. It's got, like, spots and crap all over it. So I don't know if washing it would do any good.
I guess if you scrubbed it, it'd be better than nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
So it beats a kick in the ass with a frozen boot.
Of course, you'd have to be out there in the torrential downpour to do it.
For me, it's not the torrential downpour. It's the lightning.
Oh, well, there's a problem.
I kind of have a thing about not being electrocuted to death, so. I know.
You know, this is interesting you bring up lightning, because I follow this page on Facebook, and it's called Things Only Irish People Will Get. And, okay, so apparently they're having some sort of, like, thunderstorm or rainstorm or something in Ireland currently, and there is thunder and lightning involved. And when I was a kid, we had like kind of an exchange student situation one summer with a little girl from Belfast. And this is going to be a long-winded story. I'm really sorry. But I just find it so strange because it's like, okay. So we had this little girl from Belfast. And apparently thunderstorms, lightning, that sort of thing is rare in Ireland, where when it happens, it's a big deal. Not like here, where a thunderstorm and lightning is like, okay, whatever. But the thing that would always happen, and it just seemed like we had a ton of thunderstorms and lightning that year, she would panic and like have a full-blown like freak out, like crying and screaming and having like a complete episode because we were having a thunderstorm. And so today I was looking on Facebook and this page, they were talking about how they were having a thunderstorm or whatever in Ireland right now. And they're making fun of the fact that, you know, did everybody run around and say your prayers and cover all the mirrors? And what was the other thing? You have to leave the door open in case the lightning comes down the chimney and you have to leave the door open so the chimney
can come out.
Like there was this whole thing and it's only like maybe one or two generations back, this whole insanity about thunder and lightning in Ireland. And I just thought, wow, what the hell? And this girl that stayed with us when I think I was in seventh grade or sixth grade or something, she would like hide under the covers and like be praying, and she'd tell us to cover all the mirrors. And I just never understood the mirror thing. I was like, what the hell? Like, why are we covering the mirrors? And the belief was that you covered the mirrors during a lightning storm because they were afraid that the lightning would strike a mirror and then bounce around the house and kill somebody. I'm not I'm not kidding. I know. I just thought it was so crazy. And that people on the Facebook page, they were
That tells you how rare lightning is in Ireland. I
mean, yeah, no, very rare.
Because it's so rare that they're not used to it. And so they freak out.
You know, your grandmother would wake you up in the middle of the night because there was thunder and lightning, and you have to get in bed and you start praying to whomever, the gods of thunder. I don't know. But yeah.
Thor, come on.
But so I was thinking about this in comparison to what's happening today, about how there's so much. It's almost, it has almost become mythology or primitive belief about this virus, about how it works and about how you protect yourself from it. I mean, it's become very strange.
And that's if they're just not lying about it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Alan, I know that in Texas now, your governor is saying that everybody should stay home and everybody needs to wear masks when they go out in public. And they're talking about fining people.
Yeah. Well,
the mask
thing is like, it's not statewide. It's just in various counties, but,
it's statewide in Virginia.
Yeah. Some counties, and they got
it. Is it?
So, the first time they tried it, they were going to fine people like $1,000 for not wearing a mask. And the governor and the attorney general said, no, you can't do that. So now they're doing it where you have to wear a mask if you go in a business. And they'll fine the business if somebody's in there without a mask.
Mm.
And it's like $5,000. It's like some stupid amount. But here's the thing, and it's almost a lie by omission. Because, you know, Texas has an uptick. There's lots of states. California's got an uptick. And the people that are crunching the data that aren't the media, because the media lies about everything, there's a direct correlation between the time of the riots plus the incubation period equals the uptick in virus cases. Mm-hmm. It does not correlate to the opening up of states and allowing people out of their houses and stuff like that. It does directly correlate to the riots. So, but they're not saying that. All they do is panicking. All these states that are letting people out to do stuff, all of a sudden, Texas, Florida, oh my gosh, you know, it's going up. So, because that, you know, obviously that plays right into what, you know, the Democrats want, which is for everything to stay shut down until the election.
Until the election, exactly. Well, the other thing that I'm not hearing, and maybe I'm just missing it, I'll put that out there. But we're testing a lot more. I'm seeing a lot of people posting that, hey, my work paid for us to get tested. Hey, everyone's getting tested.
Yeah, that too.
So why would you not expect the numbers to go up?
Well, you know what's not going up? The death rate.
What's not? Yeah. Well, the death rate is only going to go down.
Well, I mean the death, I guess the numbers, whatever.
The mortality, the number of fatalities.
I'm looking at the numbers for Texas, and it's, you know, it's flat if not down.
Right.
So,
and that's because, and that ties right in and supports the idea that it was the protest/riots that led to the uptick.
Because they're
young people who, I mean, up until about 20. You are way more likely to die of the flu than COVID-19. it's actually less dangerous
right.
than the flu.
That's correct.
And I think you're more likely to get struck by lightning during the day than to die of COVID-19 as a person, as a non-adult.
Yeah,
I'm fairly certain that's the statistic I heard.
You're more likely to get shot in Chaz than die of COVID-19.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's very interesting and telling how the narrative shifts ever so subtly. Because they've kind of, you know, they've backed off the death rate, you know, which, by the way, I would love to just throat punch the fucking people who 118,000 Americans died because of Trump. Because, well, first off, fuck you. Second of all, I guess the other, what, 500,000 people around the world that died also because of Trump?
Yeah. All the Italians retarded. And the Chinese and the British
exactly.
and the Russians.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, I would like to know if those actual numbers are right. Are they true?
Yes.
They're because not. We know they're not.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Right. And
did I tell the story
yes.
about the 95-year-old woman?
Yes.
Yeah. They put COVID on her death certificate. And she tested negative, but it's there in black and white.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a lot of
it's
that.
Just it's just and I guarantee you that the next Democratic president, if there is an outbreak of this sort, you will not hear a single person say this president is responsible for the deaths.
Well, you didn't hear it with
hear it with Obama.
Obama flu.
Either of them.
The swine flu.
Yeah.
Or the bird flu, the H1N1, EIEIO, whatever the heck it was. But they've, going back to, I had a point. I forgot it, but no. You know, just very subtly, they were tracking they were breathlessly tracking the deaths. And we saw, you know, we heard, you know, more Americans died of COVID than died in Vietnam and then died in World War I. Okay. Compare the average age of death for starters, A. But we saw a shift. All of a sudden, you know, because they trailed off. And they're not talking about deaths at all anymore. It's all number of cases.
Yeah, that's true.
Which it really does highlight just how shit-tastic modern education is. Because nobody is putting... I start to question myself. Like, am I missing something? Because of course the number of cases is going to go up when you test way more people. This is like it rains and I get wet level of no shit. I mean, unless I'm missing something, because we've clearly shown that people can have it and either not know it or it's just minor. Right. You know, it's like, I felt like crap. You know, I had this nasty cough for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So these people are now, their work is paying for testing or wants everyone to get tested or whatever. They go and they get tested and click another number for COVID-19. Click another number for COVID-19. Well, we got hundreds of thousands of people across the country getting tested and a certain number of those are going to have the disease. Of course, the numbers are going up. I'm not seeing, again, maybe I'm missing it. I'm not seeing a huge spike in the number of hospitalizations or deaths. In fact, the deaths, as far as I can tell, have really just kind of leveled off. You know, because we hit 100,000 and then it's just kind of like, oh, okay. Again, maybe I missed it.
Yeah, they've leveled off or even dropped a little in Texas. I don't know about the rest of the world or the rest of the U.S.
Part of it, too, is the more they crunch the numbers, the more they realize, well, roughly half of the deaths were in nursing homes. So right there, what does that tell you?
Yeah, if you look at the demographics, the demographics are like crazy. It's like if you're under 70, your odds of dying from this are practically zero.
Right. Right. And that's kind of a big problem I have with.
If you are under 70 and you die, odds are you had some sort of, you were obese or you were blah,
diabetes.
Blah, blah.
Right. 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 It is overwhelmingly in conjunction with something else, a comorbidity. You had another factor. You had leukemia or something. If there were thousands, you know, 2,000 or 3,000, 20 or 30 somethings in perfect health, no other health problems dropping dead of this, it would be front page news. It would be, oh my God, this is the end of the world. The fact that they've got a
I'm sorry. Was the one thing with the 1918 Spanish flu was that it started really killing young people.
Right.
And healthy young people. And that's why it was like, holy shit, you know, this is a big, big, serious thing. I think it was like, that was the one factor of that flu that people, you know, that's why it was so deadly. It was because it was going around actually killing healthy, younger people.
Right.
I know that we have a cemetery here in Willoughby, and there is a whole big section of 1918 graves, and many of them are like in their 20s, which is you know.
Yep.
Whatever happened to that flu? Like, what happened to it?
It died off.
I think enough people got immunity to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's the herd immunity that they keep scoffing at.
It mutated and turned into something else. I suspect a lot of those people that died are like, because you got to remember, 1918 was pre-antibiotic, so
of course,
you know, they had pneumonia, you know, or some other thing.
Absolutely, but it was different from every other flu up until then, because flu was always like babies and old people, right?
Right.
But this, you know, 1918, it started killing off the young people, and they're like, oh, you know, that was why it was so serious.
Maybe they should have had riots.
And I just want to mention, that Lake County, Ohio, we have less than 400 cases of coronavirus since this all started, mind you. And it's like less than a bad flu season. So
you must be doing something right.
Yeah, well, everybody's staying home. And one of the reasons why everybody's staying home is because we do it all winter long and we're used to it, you know.
Yeah.
But I just, the library opened to the public for the first time this week. And I, honest to God, it has been one of the longest weeks of my life. And it's just, you know, we have to sit behind plexiglass. We have to wear masks all day long. All day long, I clean computers. Even though, and this was my original point, where we quarantine materials for 3 days because somebody did a study and said, after 3 days, there's no virus. Well, what about after 20 minutes? Like, how much virus is there after 20 minutes? Nobody did that study. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So we're still quarantining materials, even though multiple studies have come out and said transfer from surface transfer is very rare. So we're still quarantining material for 3 days. We're still wiping everything down like fucking maniacs. We're still wearing masks. We're still behind plexiglass. And this is what I'm talking about, where this virus has become like this bizarre mythology. Like, it's almost like you have to do the magic spell and you won't get the virus. You have to wear the mask. You have to do the hand sanitizer. You have to stay 6 feet away. You have to quarantine materials, wipe down your groceries. It's like, it's nobody knows what the truth is, and it has become like mythology. It has become a magic trick. Like, it's bizarre. I feel like I live in two different worlds, because when I'm outside the library, I don't even think about, I don't wear a mask. I wash my hands a lot. I kind of keep my distance from people, but that's about it. I'm just like, whatever. But I go to work, and it's like, not only I am like behind plexiglass and wearing a mask, but patrons come in and they're, everybody's wearing a mask and everybody's like hand sanitizing, and it's insanity. And I feel so bad for the people who have had to work this entire time. Like Alan, like your daughter at the grocery store.
Yep. She has to wear a mask and do all that stuff all the time.
I'm so sad for all those people, because I've just been doing it a week and it's crazy. And I'm afraid of the day where it just becomes normal to me, because it's not normal. And it's so weird, because, like, you know, patrons come in and they're wearing a mask and I'm wearing a mask, and I've been there for 20 years. And there are some patrons that come in that I have known for that long, and they don't recognize me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's creating this strange, I don't even know what the word is. It's like,
it's dehumanizing.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Jay. Yeah, it is dehumanizing. It is.
We're going to start, like, personalizing our masks so people will recognize us.
I want a Rorschach mask is what I want, but that's because I'm a dork.
I spent all day sewing masks today. I sewed 8 masks today.
Wow.
Just because I need them for work. And, you know, I don't want to have to wash masks every single night when I come home from work. Plus, I need masks to match my outfit. You know.
Of course.
Well, of course.
I'm still trying to figure it out, because it's like Schrodinger's mask. Because are we supposed to wear them to protect ourselves? Or are we supposed to wear them to protect everyone else?
Told it's to protect everyone else.
No, yep. Nobody.
But it's
nobody
stupid. I mean, so they say wear a mask. But there's nobody checking to make sure these people are wearing them right. And you've seen them.
Right.
We've all seen them.
Yes, I see it every day.
With them on their forehead.
Right.
I mean, forget a mask. Under your chin. Under your chin. It's like on the dude's forehead.
Or they're wearing a mask and they walk up to you and they pull it down and start talking to you. It's like, dude, what are you doing?
I have to tell you the story about our very first patron Monday morning after we opened to the public. We're open from 10 to 11 for vulnerable population, you know, sick people, elderly, whatever. So we're open from 10 to 11 for that population. And our very first patron, Monday morning, 10 a.m., he came to the reference desk and he walked past all the plexiglass and went around the desk. All the way up to the rope that we had strung so that people couldn't come into our space. He walked all the way up to the rope. And I'm like, okay.
This is the at-risk group.
This is the at-risk group,
This is the time that the library has carved out for the people, especially at risk, that this patron knows about, because they're allowed in the library at this special time. But you know, wear the mask unless you're rioting, in which case it's okay.
The
coronavirus can't get you if you're rioting.
And if you're black, you don't have to wear a mask, because if it makes you feel like maybe you might be profiled or at risk somehow from being beaten down by the cops because you're wearing a mask.
That's just
if
dumb.
You're a person of color, please feel free not to wear a mask. What?
Which, again, okay, so again, we get back to, are you wearing it to protect yourself or to protect others? if you're saying you wear a mask to protect yourself, then what you're saying that people of color don't have to wear them is minorities, please die. If you're saying you have to wear a mask to protect others, you're saying we would rather you kill grandma than inconvenience a person of color.
Well, yes, Jay.
Grandma's life is worth less than a POC's feelings.
Yes, that is true. So in this environment. Yes.
They've now provided us the calculus. There we go. Old people are worth less.
Well, yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Well, why do you... I mean, I hate to sound like a, conspiracy
theorist.
Yes. This is the perfect opportunity.
Conspiracy theorist. But, it was Wild Bill de Blasio who sent... infected people.
That was Cuomo
to nursing homes. Well, Blasio did it too.
Cuomo, not de Blasio, Cuomo.
Governor Party Tits.
Yeah, whatever. I'm pretty sure the mayor did it too. But
de Blasio was too busy going to his special park.
Okay.
Several dozen miles from his home to jog.
But knowingly sent known infected people to nursing homes.
Right.
Knowing that they would infect people in those nursing homes. It's like the smallpox blankets to the Indians. I mean, it's like, how can you not think that this was intentional?
Well, who pays for those old people's health care?
Right.
Right.
This is just a case of, National Health Service, rationing care. Hey, let's get rid of these people while we can. And we won't have them hanging around.
You talk about Cuomo, and I read something interesting I think it was yesterday, it came out that they're going to start quarantining visitors from states that have high COVID numbers. So New Jersey, Connecticut, whoever has higher numbers than New York.
There aren't any.
Visitors, well, I don't know. But they're going to start quarantining visitors to New York. And I'm thinking, how exactly are we going to do that? There's no plan in place.
Right.
Obviously. It's all talk. But, imagine, are they going to build a wall around New York? Are they going to require ID to enter? Because, there's lots of ways to get into New York without passing some sort of gatepost,
Right.
Lots of ways.
You do need Ernest Borgnine to escape from New York.
You do. I'm thinking, are they going to stop everyone who has, other state license plate? Are they going to what is that going to look like?
Well, and it gets even worse though. Every single flight that goes into New York, you need to quarantine every single human being on that plane.
Who the fuck would want to go to New York at this point?
Right. Well, yeah.
Let's be even the tiniest bit consistent. If I'm flying from whatever area New York officials have deemed unsafe, so much so that I need to be quarantined, I'm in a flying fucking bus. Everyone else on that fucking bus has the COVID now. By your rules, by your reckoning, it's so dangerous, I have to be quarantined. Well, if it's that dangerous, I could potentially have given it to every other person on that plane.
Right.
So every other person on that plane has to be quarantined for 2 weeks, which means every flight that goes into LaGuardia or JFK or all of the little regional airports, every single fucking flight has to be quarantined for 2 weeks. Did no one with the slightest shred of common fucking sense say this is the dumbest idea I have ever heard in my entire fucking life? What the fuck is wrong with you? May God have mercy on your soul when someone brought this up. Because you also need to stop every single car that comes in. Yes. Every single car.
And how do you do that?
You can't.
You can't.
This is, let's give a unicorn to everyone.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of that going around.
You might as well have said that. We're going to give a unicorn to every single person. Because it's equally likely to happen. You know, you come out with something that there is literally no way you can implement it without... I don't even know. I think you would have to actually nuke the human race and just kill everyone and start over at this point.
Well, I mean, and also, like the violation of civil rights, really. Like, how can you detain someone and against their will?
Isn't this going to require a lot of law enforcement who we currently hate? They're the subject of the two-minute hate right now. You know, that cognitive dissonance of we need to make this illegal and this illegal and this illegal and this is mandatory. We have to check to make sure they're doing this, 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 and this. Who the fuck does the checking? Who the fuck does the arresting because they broke a law? The cops. The cops are busy shitting on and defunding.
There's shooting. There's a great example of that. Did you read about the pink bikini guy?
I'm afraid to ask, Alan. I really am.
So,
yes.
I'm trying to figure. MSNBC. There are a couple of MSNBC MSNBC reporter Andrea Mitchell and DC delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton were standing in the no cop zone in DC. We're the Black House autonomous zone.
Mm.
Right?
This is at the church across the street from the White House. Is that it?
Black House autonomous zone where no justice, no peace, defund the police, no cops. You know, it's like the DC version of Chaz. Standing in the Black House autonomous zone. So this guy wearing a pink bikini and nothing else.
Wait. Is it just the bottoms or the top two?
Oh, it's the whole thing.
A pink bikini, both top and bottom. Top and bottom. Okay.
Yep.
Just trying to get a visual here.
You can look it up. Anyway, he comes.
I don't want to.
He comes running in and he's trying to like interfere with the interview. He comes in and he's they were yammering on about how great it was to tear down another statue and blah blah blah, and then the news people were, and then bikini guy shows up and you know photo bombs the interview and you know tries to. He tries to go all Antifa on him and all that kind of stuff. And a couple of their, you know, bodyguards restrain him. Whereupon Andrea Mitchell was heard live to say,
yeah,
where's the police? She literally said live mic'd up for the TV interview. Where are the police when you need them?
Oh, my God. Just again.
Standing in a no-cop zone.
Yep.
Where are the police when you need them?
The guy that got shot in
close
Chaz.
To self-awareness.
Yeah. The guy that got shot in Chaz, who's all pissed off that the cops couldn't get him out of there. Well, sorry.
Well.
Yeah, autonomous. Yep.
This is what happens when you try to set up a Kobayashi Maru for Trump. You know, oh, well, you know, he was saying, Trump played that perfectly right. He's like, you know what? We got National Guard. All you got to do is say the word. Come on. You know, come on. Was it Isling? The hell's his name? The governor of Washington?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Jay Isling. Isling, whatever the we were, you know, just say the word and we can send in the National Guard. We'll take care of this shit in about an hour. But you gotta ask us. Per the Constitution, per posse comitatus, you have to ask. We can't just go in.
Well, and that's what Trump's doing, getting back. He's letting them, you know, oh, here, you want some more rope? Okay.
Here.
Have some more rope.
Are you tying a noose, Alan?
Oh my gosh.
Here's some more rope.
Is that a bad segue?
No, yeah. Actually it wasn't, but you know. There is a lot of thought that this whole Chaz thing was an attempt to goad Trump into calling out the military and getting that, you know, military beating up on poor protesters video.
Trump's a dictator.
Right, exactly. That they could.
They wanted him to go Waco. Out.
Exactly. And they Except wanted it so bad, and he didn't.
The media was happy to cover for Clinton and Reno.
Right.
In Waco.
And then
if I'm not mistaken, it took the Texas Rangers going, fuck you. You didn't use incendiary devices. We fucking recovered them, you assholes.
Yeah, and it still didn't get any play.
Right. Right. You're exactly right. This was, like I said, the Kobayashi Maru, because Trump doesn't send the federal troops in, and it's, how can he let this happen?
Right.
Much like, you know, oh, how can Trump let COVID-19 get so bad? Well, unless you wanted him to march federal troops into New York fucking city,
right?
Which I'm sure you would have been totally okay with and totally not have called him Hitler 150 billion fucking times.
Well, also in times like this, it's up to the governors to call the National Guard.
Yeah.
It's not the president. The president doesn't get to order. I mean, technically, yes, it's happened before.
He could have declared it a national emergency.
Right.
But
he could have.
Trump said from the get-go, you know, there are areas. There's plenty. There's wide swaths in the Midwest that are unaffected. There's chunks of Wisconsin unaffected, and the Dakotas and Montana and that are essentially unaffected. I mean, shit, Virginia, as close as we are to D.C. had a very small number of deaths, like 90% of which were nursing homes. And this is right down the street from D.C. in a big population center, blah, 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 blah. Very low numbers. And that's a eastern seaboard, major thoroughfare, two big airports, blah, 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 blah. Numbers were on a par with Texas. Also, Texas is what, the population-wise second largest state now?
I think so, yeah.
And had literally an order of magnitude fewer deaths than New York?
Oh, yeah, easily. I think the deaths are still crazy low in Texas.
Close to an order of magnitude less than Massachusetts, which is quite smaller than Texas.
Yeah, let's see. Well, I can look it up real quick. Let's see. What is it in New York? Come on. Oh, my God. New York, 31,301 deaths. Texas, 2,000 deaths.
Right. Yeah, less than an order of magnitude.
Yeah.
So why do you need a nationwide one size fits all response?
Yeah, but you know, you could look at, I mean, population wise, you know, I don't know where Texas sits, but it was, you know, either second or third behind like New York and California. So you look at New York, California, and Texas, and they're all roughly similar in population. and yet Texas has, you know, less than an order of magnitude. Even
maybe because the governor didn't shunt COVID sufferers into nursing homes. I don't know.
Even California has only 5,000 deaths.
Right.
So,
there's no rhyme or reason. And it's there's a fundamental lack of understanding of how viruses propagate, of risk factors. It's a cascade. It's viruses all the way down at this point. You know, there's so many fallacies, lies, omissions, and sensationalism that,
I can't walk into a mostly empty grocery store now without wearing a mask, but they can have a riot.
Right. And 1,200 experts, I'm making air quotes because you can't see me. I'm making air quotes. Right. Experts sign a document saying, oh, no, this is totally fine. The riots are protected by a magic force field comprised of unicorn farts. Protects people who are rioting for the right reasons. Because in Michigan, when there is a peaceful protest, which I'm going to segue into a large pet peeve of mine. It's the media and their fucking rebranding. These fucking jackasses who should be dragged through the streets and shot. Or no, I'm sorry, not shot, bayoneted. Because it hurts more. They saw the success they had by saying Trump hates immigrants when A, it has nothing to do with hate, and B, it has to do with people that come to this country illegally breaking laws. They conflated legal and illegal immigration, and they had marvelous success with it. They managed to paint Trump as anti-immigrant. Well, this nation was founded on immigrants. Yeah, fuck you, legal immigrants. You know, like my fucking grandparents who did it properly, correctly, and legally. So eat shit and die. They've done the same goddamn thing.
Yep.
With riot and protest. They have soft-selled the riots, calling them protest. And the protesters held an event in downtown Minneapolis, and by some miracle, miraculous coincidence, a whole bunch of stores just caught fire for no reason whatsoever, and a whole bunch of cars flipped themselves over for no reason whatsoever. We don't know what the fuck happened. Michigan, a month prior, evil right-wing rioters converged on the state house. We're pretty sure they were racist, and they had guns. And when they were done, the place was cleaner than before they came in. But, you know, the potential existed. They could have killed millions of minorities and nuns and orphans.
I also think it's funny that after weeks and weeks of riots and you know, you have no mention whatsoever of any increase in COVID-19. But the day after, day after the Trump rally, COVID-19 cases spike after Trump rally.
Skyrocket.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, guys. But just that conflation of riot and protest.
Oh, yeah.
It's just if you sit back
you're right,
and watch.
Jay. They're doing the exact same thing. And I can't. I swear to God, if I hear mostly peaceful,
mostly peaceful as they're getting punched in the face.
How many people
kicked,
have
shot.
To be maimed and killed before it stops being mostly peaceful?
Is there like a sliding scale? Is it mostly peaceful, somewhat peaceful, not very peaceful, and then outright riot? I mean, what has to happen? Right. You have to. Like, do they have to be deploying nuclear fucking weapons for the media to call it a riot? If they're socially justice.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, like, at what stage would the events in Minneapolis or Atlanta go from mostly peaceful protests to now this?
I don't think anything. Yeah, I don't think there's a line. I think the rioters could do anything they wanted to, attack anyone they wanted to, burn anything they wanted to, destroy anything they wanted to, kill anyone they wanted to, and the media would still be playing that mostly peaceful, you know,
the protesters thing. It's not just the mostly peaceful thing.
It's this is a small thing compared to the, you know, what Black people have had to endure for centuries. That's how they're spinning it.
Yeah.
They
have every right to burn the country they built for free.
Oh, please.
Well, actually, no. No, they don't. You know, and they
did not build it.
Right. Let's go to Elizabeth Warren. You didn't build that. They can't even be internally consistent. Remember, you don't have a business. You didn't build that because you didn't have infrastructure.
I think that was Obama.
Both Elizabeth Warren and Barack Obama used some form of "you didn't build that." So how come 400 years of slavery and racism and blah, 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 but the dude that scraped together his own money to start his own business didn't build that? So you're simultaneously responsible for centuries of oppression and slavery and racism and blah, blah, blah. And at the same time, you didn't build any of that.
How many of those businesses that were destroyed were built and owned by recent immigrants to the country?
Or people of color. There was a story of a Minneapolis firefighter who worked his entire life, saved up all kinds of money, and bought himself a bar. And it was burned to the ground. And he was Black. Now, again, not that it matters. It fucking pisses me off. We got to say that. You know, I'm still thunderstruck by how stupid it is to hate someone because of the fucking color of their skin. I don't understand.
Jay, but it only goes one way, though.
Either way, though. You know, I'm like, I hate someone because they're an asshole. Hate someone because they've done something to harm you or your family. It's such a stupid thing. I don't get it. I don't know what's up with you white people.
Well, I'm just, you know, I got to tell you that, you know, ever since I learned via 23andMe that I'm a person of color, and I feel so relieved now.
Because
I'm not a racist, you know.
Yeah. It's real convenient, isn't it, how it pops up.
I don't have white guilt. I mean, it's just wonderful.
Oh, I'm like, this is starting to pop into my head. The whole racism thing is kind of like the homeless situation of 30 years ago. You remember that?
Oh yeah.
Jimmy Carter was president. There were no homeless. Right. Reagan gets elected. There's a homeless epidemic.
Yeah. 2 days later.
Bill Clinton gets elected. The homeless all got jobs and nice houses. George W. Bush gets elected. Homeless situation is hopeless. Blah, blah, blah. We're starting to see the same thing. You know, we had the whole Ferguson thing during Barack Obama. But it wasn't his fault. And now we have Minneapolis and it's Trump's fault.
Yeah. And with from the governor down is all Democrats. Right. Yet somehow it's Trump's fault. Because Trump's responsible for the last 40 years of Democrat mismanagement.
Right. Right. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, he's responsible for COVID-19 and, you know, who apparently he killed Cock Robin too, apparently. But, you know, I'm still, you know, the same people who were calling the police on their neighbors for not, you know, properly socially distancing are now defund the police.
We got to talk before we run out of time. We got to talk about the guy that wants to replace the national anthem.
Oh God, you're trying to kill me, aren't you? Because it's not
Jay's
bad
gonna
enough.
Have a stroke.
So it's not
okay. So just to start off, this was okay. So there's some guy nobody ever heard of who thinks it'd be great to replace the Star Spangled Banner with what is it? Oh yeah, Imagine.
Okay. Yes, John.
So, but okay, but this is one guy that nobody ever heard of that wants to do this, and yet somehow this is national news, like it's something that matters.
Yeah, this is trending, and
right. Why?
Because
of all the insanity that idiots spout day in and day out, why did they pick this one utterance by one nobody to plaster all over? Was it Yahoo News or whoever it was that did it? I mean,
I can tell you why, Alan.
Well, we know why.
I can tell you why. Why? Why do you think?
Well, because they want to tear, they want to destroy all things American.
No, that's not why.
Okay. Oh.
No. The reason why you clicked the link, right?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I clicked the link. That's why. They don't care what the news is.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
You're right. Sure. Click the link.
Click the link. Nobody on Twitter says something, you know, outrageous. 140 characters long.
Yep.
That is nonsense, and it's not, you know, it's nonsense, but you click the link anyway because you want to see.
Yep.
That's why they're posting it. That social media is the devil, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It is the devil. Twitter especially is,
Twitter's
my God.
Yeah, I think you're onto something, Brita, because we sit around and we discuss.
I have been saying this for the past 5 years that it's the media. Like, literally go back and listen to the beginning of the show.
I know you have.
I've been saying, it's the media. And you are getting played.
Yeah.
And not only is everybody getting played, but the stupider people among our population are getting wound up. And they're fed, like, falsehoods, like truth. And they're unleashed on the rest of us. I mean, there was a lot of like crazy, stupid people out there. I mean, if you watch the videos from like the Chop and the Chaz and the protests, and then where they're interviewing these like 20 something man bun.
These people are nuts.
And not just the man buns, but like the white chicks who are like explaining racism to the black cops. Like, really?
Oh, that's my favorite. You get some skinny little white chick screaming in a black cop's face about how they're racist.
Wow.
And I'm like, that is the surest sign right there that cops are not out of control. Because if they fucking
seriously
beat you with a hickory fucking baton, I would cheer. I would pay money to watch that. Then,
but there is so much of that.
Some Karen gets in a cop's face and he just whomps the fuck out of her because they deserve it. Because, God damn it, these people exist because we allow them to. Plain and simple.
Well, I mean, this is a generation of people who, like, they do not get taught anything in school. Because their teachers are dumb as fuck. You know, you've had generations of C students teaching generations of students.
And
you know what I mean?
It's the participation trophy.
Yep.
Yeah, and so you have that. They don't know anything about history. They don't know anything about anything. And then not only that, but they get their news from sound bites and
the Daily like Show
headlines. Nobody reads the articles anymore. It's the Daily Show and headlines. Nobody reads articles anymore. There is no like cognitive action going on. Nobody's thinking. Everybody's just reacting. And this is what you get. And combine that with people who have been like, there's no discipline anymore. Parents don't discipline their children. All the kids know that they just throw a tantrum, they get whatever they want. And so here we are. I mean, I'm not a parent, so, you know, what the fuck am I talking about? But I'm just saying that there are repercussions for, you know, 2-3 generations of dumbing down.
Been all downhill since Gen X.
Well, that's right, Jay. Damn right.
Damn kids.
And you know, there is something to be said about the long walk. And I've said this also on the Score Report for years and years, the long walk through the institutions, right? Yep. The walk through the institutions where socialism like invades like little areas of your life and you don't notice it. And suddenly like the school is teaching this and it's just, it becomes pervasive and it becomes pervasive and before anybody notices. And then you're fucked.
Yeah. And it's too late.
Because you're already in it. It's too late. You're already in it. And here we are.
Yep.
So the millennials are the children of the boomers, right? Mm-hmm. That's how that works out.
Yep.
I don't know.
I think that's how it is. The millennials, because that's the millennials are the children of the boomers, which explains the millennials.
Yeah. Yeah. The boomers were the ultimate me generation.
Yeah.
So I think what it is you've got Gen X were the children of the very tail end of the greatest generation / the boomers. You know, because like my parents are both technically not boomers, but they're not boomers by literally a year or two.
Well, you got that. There's a, you know, when they talk about the greatest generation, which were the ones that were like adults during World War II. And then you've got the boomers, which are the children born post World War II. So there's a generation in the middle there that were basically kids during World War II.
Right, right. And you're the half, the Gen Y, their version of Gen Y.
Right.
You know, because Gen X is like, the hell is it? Like 65 to 80, 80-ish. You know, it depends on who you ask. You know, because the boomers are generally considered 45 to 65. Like you said, post-World War II, which is kind of like, huh? How can you be a boomer if you're born in 65? How are you a World War II but anyway.
I don't buy the 65 thing because I was born in 63 and I am absolutely not a boomer.
Okay, boomer.
I'm not.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
I didn't, you know, I missed out on that whole demographic.
You are to the boomers what my folks are to the greatest generation.
Yeah.
You know, it's like technically, you know, my mom was four, and I hope she doesn't listen to this because she'll kill me, but literally 1 year before the cutoff. So fortunately, nobody from the millennials will be able to figure out her age because it involves math.
Oh, yeah, they can't count. But I don't, you know, to me, where I sit, the boomers have always ruined everything before I could get there.
Because it was about me. It's always been about me.
They've this huge slash of this huge population of self-interested, conceited assholes. Has literally ruined everything before I got to enjoy it.
Now, here you go. Okay, here's some deep stuff. They came of age in the age of television.
Yep.
You went from a society where radio is essentially word of mouth. It's broadcast word of mouth, but it's still word of mouth. TV does all your thinking for you.
Right.
It presents the story. It gives you the dialogue. It gives you the action. You just sit back and watch. Radio, you listen. You have to form the picture in your mind. You have to actively participate in that entertainment. TV, you don't. And then what happened with their kids, the millennials? They were the computer generation. They went one step further. Not only does the stuff you watch just fed right to you, but even your leisure activities, even your games, it's a computer and it does everything for you. You are literally spoon-fed everything from the cradle to the grave. You've got Fahrenheit 451's walls cocooning you in 24/7 entertainment so you don't have to think. Why would you think? You just let the machines do it for you. And we've seen this progression as with each technological leap, we're doing less thinking. We're doing less participating. We're just watching things happen. We're observers. We're not taking part. Now, I do wonder if the things like the protests / riots are almost, it's almost a reaction to it. It's almost like we are clawing so desperately for something real. You know, for something that we can actually claim.
But they're delusional.
Well, they're divorced from reality. Of course they're delusional.
Well, they don't like that woman, like the girl that's sitting up there in front of the stupid garden talking about how they're feeding the people with their garden. We're feeding the people. We're proving we can do what the government couldn't do. We're feeding the people.
Oh my God.
Is anybody in this country going hungry? Is anybody in this country starving to death? Outside of, you know, being on a diet or something. I mean, come on. Feeding the people? Are you fucking kidding me? There's nobody.
Did you see their... No. The Did you see their irrigation system?
No, I didn't.
I like to keep up with the Chop Garden, Chaz Chop Garden, and because I think it's magnificent. And, I mean, just because it's fucking hilarious. So I try to, like, Google, like, you know, updated pictures of the garden. And I'm sad now that they're going to have to give up their garden because they're leaving. Chaz, by the way, update, I just noticed. They're giving it up. But the most recent photo that I found was they started to try to irrigate their crops. And the way they had done that was they took water bottles and they upended them and stuck them in the soil around their plants.
Oh my God.
Feeding the people. And I think it was like maybe a pepper plant or maybe a basil. Yes. Well, they don't have hoses, right? So how are they going to water the plants?
Aren't hoses racist?
Yes, Jay. Yes. And so,
I mean, at least
how are they going to water their plants in those two inches of soil on top of the cardboard? I mean, how else are they going to do it? They have to take the bottled water that was donated to them because they don't have any water of their own and upend the bottle and stick it into the 2 inches of soil on top of the cardboard to water their plants.
But again, remember,
I think, you know, it's not like Farmville, honey. Like, you know.
Well, according to Michael Bloomberg, it is, though.
Oh, just put a corn in the soil and
it's
boop,
easy
there you go.
To farm. You just put the seed in the ground. Boom.
Right.
Oh, gosh. That faded away pretty quick, didn't it? Bloomberg popped out, put $750 million into the Democratic Party and then pop back. So much for your campaign finance reform, assholes. Oh, I'll run as a candidate. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I won American Samoa.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about that.
Exactly. Jay. Exactly.
Poof. Out of my head. Wow.
You know, I mean,
he did. He ran.
I don't know if it was $750 million, but
yeah, it was. It was almost that. And he won Samoa.
The hero of the. The hero of Canton.
Also, on a more positive note, the Guinness book, Guinness people have officially recognized Jessie Combs as the fastest woman on earth.
Wow. So, okay.
I thought that was the underage girl that Bill Clinton was going after. But anyway.
No, she was the one that died on her.
No, the fastest woman on earth would be. Sorry. Yes, I know. Yes, I know who Jessie Combs is. She perished attempting to set the.
Well, they said they had enough data to verify that she actually did it because she completed She completed both runs before she crashed. So they accepted it as done, which is a nice, you know, post-mortem recognition. So anyway, 522 miles an hour.
That's like 737 speed.
Now, I've been like the fastest I've ever been in a car is like maybe 120.
Same.
And that's scary.
Well, it was even worse because it was a 1985 Buick Regal, which if you remember, you know, American cars from the 1980s, they were not very good.
No.
You know, at least Combs' car was, you know, set up for that sort of thing with like real tires and real brakes.
Oh yeah, it was a rocket car. I mean, it was awesome, but still.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine going 500 miles an hour on the ground. Jesus.
There's just so much, you know. I mean, if you like watching crashes that have a high potential to kill people, boat racing.
Oh, yeah.
The speedboat races are just amazing for that.
Insane.
So, and we've completely bored Brita to death.
Yep.
She's like,
read the news.
I have completely stopped listening to you assholes. So anyway.
Well, you just she just sent
yes,
me a thing.
Yes, but you're my assholes.
You just sent this link, Rita. You want to talk about it or you just want
to? I don't. Oh, okay. You can talk about it.
Well, the
I mean, nobody will be surprised, obviously.
Yeah. In a statement addressed to comrades in the struggle posted on social media Wednesday, CHOP organizers. Wait a minute. So I distinctly remember being told repeatedly that nobody was in charge of CHOP or CHAZ or whatever.
That
well, no, they did have, uh-huh. they did have
nobody. Global. Nobody was in charge. Even the warlord wasn't in charge. I remember being told repeatedly by the media that nobody was in charge. However, now we have this. Posted on social media by CHOP organizers, it's time we shift to the next phase of our organizing and move from direct action to virtual activism. The CHOP project is now concluded, the lengthy message said. While we expect a very small handful of holdouts may try to remain in the CHOP, no further organizing will be occurring to support this presence, and the number on site will be too small to be more than an annoyance for pedestrians.
So basically they're just admitting that it was a bunch of homeless people.
The statement then urged supporters to vote for Joe Biden.
I'm sure Biden is very proud.
I don't think Joe Biden
doesn't know it even happened.
He thinks that the International House of Pancakes.
He doesn't. Biden doesn't even know where he is.
CHOP, I love their pancakes.
Did you watch him try to read from the teleprompter and that thing with Obama?
Was that the one that had 500 viewers?
And Obama was like giving him the stink eye because he was just like, oh,
fuck. No, I didn't see it. I got to see it now. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
This is an orchestrated conversation between Biden and Obama.
He can't even read a teleprompter. No.
He couldn't even read the teleprompter. He couldn't even follow a scripted conversation.
There's an ad they keep running on YouTube.
I've seen it on Facebook.
Too. And they keep running it on YouTube. Like every fucking video I watch has Joe Biden. But it's like, I'm coming to you to ask you to, I mean, it's like he can't even read one sentence. Not only that, but you have to wonder, how many takes did that take?
That's the best one they got.
Like, that's the best take they got.
Take 73, like, okay, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Wow. Bring the debates. Oh, my God. Give me a debate.
There won't be one.
Yeah, there has to be.
There won't.
There
they
has
won't.
To
not,
be.
They won't do it.
Not with Biden.
No, they won't do it. Well, I guarantee you. Because
have we got a vice president candidate yet with Biden?
No, because they managed to. Now, like, when is the Democratic nomination going to occur?
Who the hell knows?
Fuck if I know.
You know? They could just put it off. I'm telling you. It's
New York
be
just had his primary. Was it New York just had his primary?
Yeah.
New York, I think so.
And occasional Cortex won her primary.
Yeah.
Did she?
Yep.
Wow. Huh. Well, she's there for, like, you know, the comedy value, I guess.
But, yeah. So, Trump will not let the Democrats run a debate. He won't do it.
No.
I hope not.
Because he was so fed up. He was so disgusted with the one from 2016.
I'm still going with my virtual deepfake debate.
That's the only way it would happen, because Biden, there's no possible way Biden can do a debate. And they won't let him.
No.
They will not let Biden get on the stage with Trump live. It's just,
would that even be possible? I don't know.
Can't. They'll come up with a substitute candidate before they're allowed.
No. Do you know what they're going to do? They're going to allow there to be one debate. Trump is going to demolish Biden in his way. And they're going to announce that Biden has advanced dementia. And how dare Donald Trump? How dare he? Here you have a man who's admitted.
How cruel.
Yeah, exactly. And the only honorable thing to do would be to allow Michelle Obama to step in his place.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But it won't be Michelle Obama. It'll be Barack Obama in a wig. Plot twist. All right.
And on that,
I would have gotten away with it if not for your meddling kids.
Oh, the Scooby-Doo reference at the end.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
good night, everybody.
Unless Smod prevents us, we will be back next week.
Okay.
Same squirrel time, same squirrel channel.
Yep.
Good night. Good night. Y'all.